来读几处的圣经。
We'll begin by reading a few scriptures.
马可福音第四章二十六到二十九节。
The Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 26 to 29.
主耶稣又说，神的国如同人把种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何这样。地生五谷是出于自然的，先发苗，后长穗，再后穗上结成饱满的籽粒，谷季熟了就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。
Verse 26, and he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, and after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come."
彼得后书第一章五到十一节。
And 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5 to 11。
正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进，有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Starting from verse 5, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, and you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus and Savior Jesus Christ.
约翰福音第一章第四节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 4.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In him was life, and the life was the light of man.
在约翰福音十四章第六节。
Also in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
我们有一点祷告。
Let us have further word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们实在是渴慕你。
Dear Lord, we indeed desire after you.
如同鹿渴慕溪水那样。
As deer panteth for the water.
我们愿生命的主在我们里边向我们说宝贵的话。
How we desire the Lord of life speak your precious words into us.
叫我们这个人能像刚才圣徒的诗歌里边所唱的，我们能够随你来调度。
That we can truly be as the hymn that we just sang, that we would have you have your own way.
主，我们把我们自己和同伴，我们都一同的仰望，交在主你的手中。
Lord, we surrender ourselves and all of our companions into your hands.
你祝福这一段的时间，我们是靠主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Bless this following time, so we pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. 我想经过今年的夏天，我们大家对丰丰富富的进入我们主救主耶稣基督的国这句话，我们应该是印象深刻了。
I think we have a very deep impression of this phrase entering abundantly into the kingdom of God after this whole summer.
而且我们里边我们都有一个渴慕，就是巴不得我们的生命能够早日达到那个丰富的实际。
And all of us have this desire within us that we want our life to reach that reality of fullness.
那么这样我们就能够在今天这个越来越败坏的世代的里边，我们做警醒等候和热切催促主再来的那一班人。
So that we can be in this increasingly corrupt generation, that we can be the group of people who can truly wait patiently for his coming and usher in his coming.
我们要做这一班人的话，彼得后书里边他就告诉我们说，我们必须是要达到生命丰盛的那个地步。
And if we want to be such a group of people, then the second Peter tells us we need to have a life that's abundant.
那么生命达到丰富了，我们就能够进入那个永远的国。
If there is a richness in our life, then we can abundantly enter into that everlasting kingdom.
所以我们在这里就注意到彼得在这里他是把生命的丰富和那个永远的国是连在一起讲。
So here Peter connects the abundant life with that abundant kingdom.
换一句话就是说，你讲到生命的丰富，就有永远的国。
In another word, if we have life abundantly, then we can enter into that everlasting kingdom.
那么你讲到永远的国的话，一定是要到生命的丰富的。
And if you want to enter into the everlasting kingdom, then we must have a life that is abundant.
那么彼得后书一章，他最后那十一节我们读到的那一句话。
And as we read the last verse, in verse 11.
那么这告诉我们说，第一，我们的眼光是在永远的国上面。
First of all, we need to cast our gaze upon the everlasting kingdom.
那么不是在地上的国。
It is not upon a kingdom on the earth.
那神的国对今天这个败坏，神的儿女们对今天这个败坏和混乱的世代的里边，我们不是束手无策的。
The children of God, we are not helpless within this corrupt generation.
因为我们在神的家里，我们很少听到有谈论世上政治的这个事情。
Because in the church house of God, we very seldomly talk about the politics of this earth.
所以有人就觉得好像是我们对今天这样一个世代，我们束手无策，我们没有什么对策的。
So some people have the impression that we are completely helpless in the geopolitical world that we live in.
或者说不管我们只要在这里聚会外边的世界我们就听之任之就是了
or some people have the impression that we're just coming here putting our blinders on to meet and we don't care about the world outside
不是的弟兄姊妹因为神的话清楚明白地告诉我们说神对这一个世代有一个解决的一个总的方案
and that is not entirely true because the word of God tells usHe, our Lord, has a solution for all the world that's around us.
那就是我们主永远的国要降临。
That he is coming with his everlasting kingdom.
所以我们看见了吗？神的方案永远不是地上的国。
So the method that the Lord uses is not a kingdom on the earth.
所以我们的眼光不把它放在地上的国、地上的政权和地上的政治人物。
So we're not casting our eyes upon the kingdom of the earth, or the government of the earth, or the politics, or the politicians of the earth.
那么马太二十四章我们都读过的。
We have all read Matthew chapter 24.
那么我们就知道我们的主指着这个世代所说的一切的预言。
We have heard what the Lord has prophesied about the things of the earth.
无论是七个兆头也好，还是无花果树发嫩长叶也好
，and whether there are seven signs for the fig tree that is growing leaves and sprouting，
除了那个末后必有的大灾难，可以说都已经应验了。
And except for the tribulation that is to come, all the other parables and all the other prophecies has already fulfilled.
但是弟兄姊妹我们不要忘记了主耶稣随后在马太二十四三十三节那里头就说
But do not forget at the very end of chapter 24 verse 33 the Lord says
当你们看见这一切事也该知道人子进来就在门口了
So also you when you see all these things know that it is near at the doors
那么也就是说，今世代所发生一切的事情，都是为要把我们的眼光引向那个必要来的国度。
In another word, he's telling us all the things that we see on the earth is to bring our eyes upon the everlasting kingdom that is to come.
那要不然的话，我们就真叫做是失魂落魄了。
Otherwise, we're truly indeed helpless and hopeless.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗在以弗所五章那里边说，现今的世代险恶，这句话是不错的。
And so Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5 that we are living in a very corrupt generation, degenerate generation.
我们每一天的生活都证实了真是这样的。
And our daily life testifies to that.
但是我们不像世人那样左顾右盼，或者说我们要找一个什么办法，我们来随机应变。
But we don't need to be like the people of the world who are just looking around us in our environment or trying to find methods to solve the problems.
弟兄姊妹，我们乃是在等候和催促那永远的国降临。
But we're waiting and ushering in that kingdom.
我想这是我们今天做神儿女，我们在这个世代里边我们处事的一个总原则。
And this is our principle as we live in this world, as we work in this world and deal with the things in this world.
那么这个是很重要的一点。
And it is very important.
我想在圣徒诗歌的第494首，我想大家都熟悉的一首诗歌。
And there is a hymn 494 in the hymn book.
叫做《哦，我魂可无恐》。
It says, It is well with my soul.
那么它的中文翻译是很妙的。
And there is one verse, the Chinese translation is really wonderful.
那为什么说它很妙呢？因为有的时候你翻译翻得很好的是把它离那个字对字的意思能够翻出来。
Why do I say the Chinese translation was good? It's because sometimes the Chinese would translate literally word for word.
但是有的时候呢，它能够把里边的那个深处的意思能够翻出来，就是把字面下的意思能够翻出来。
But sometimes the translation is able to dig a little deeper and to translate the spirit behind the song.
所以我们说它的中文翻译是很妙的。
So in this case, that translation was really good.
因为在第五节那里，中文翻译是这样说的。
Because in verse 5, the Chinese translation says.
他说：“主，我救主，我等候你再临，我也是望天不望母。”
Verse 4, the English says, "We're hastening the day when the faith shall be sight." But the Chinese translation says, "Our eyes are upon heaven, not on the grave."
弟兄姊妹，这是我们对今世代我们应该有的一个态度。
And that is our attitude in this world that we live in.
你知道吗？这几年我们在癌症病人中传福音。
And for the past several years, we have been sharing the gospel among patients who are under treatment for cancer.
这首诗歌几乎是传遍了每一个人。
And we have shared this song, this hymn, with almost everyone that we shared the gospel with.
这首诗歌里边那个“望天不望目”这句话。几乎是传遍了每一个癌症病人和他们的家属。
And this phrase that our eyes are upon heaven, not on the grave, is very well known among all the patients and their families.
望天不望目这句话是造就和扶持了多少生命垂危的病人，直到他们生命最后一刻的那个信心、那个盼望。那个人
呢? That this phrase, we can look upon the heavens, not upon the grave, has helped and comforted so many patients even at the end of their life, even till the last moments that they can cast their eyes upon the heavens.
那么第二彼得这句话就告诉我们，我们要竭力进入永远的国。
And then secondly, in 2 Peter, Peter tells us that we need to apply all diligence so that we may enter into that everlasting kingdom.
那么这个进入，彼得告诉我们说，不是将来的进入，不是等到天国降临的时候我们才想到，哦，来了我们才要进去。
Yet wonderfully, Peter is not saying this in the future tense. It's not that when the kingdom comes in the future, then we can enter.
那么那个就太晚了，弟兄姊妹。
By then, it will be too late.
彼得告诉我们说，今天我们属灵生命的一切的经历都是把我们带进那个永远的国里。
Rather, Peter is saying all our spiritual experiences here on the earth is bringing us into the everlasting kingdom even now.
所以一面来讲，永远的国是那个将来要来的国。
On one hand, this everlasting kingdom is a kingdom that is to come.
那么从另外一面来讲呢，我们现在就进入那永远的国。
But on the other hand, we are right now, even now, entering into that everlasting kingdom.
所以我们看见了吗？将来和现在本来是属于两个互不相干的时空的。
And in a human perspective, future and present are two timeline that is not intersecting.
你怎么能够说将来就在现在，现在是连于将来的？
How can you say that the future is now and now is connecting to the future?
但是将来和现在在彼得的这句话里边是连在一起的。
But yet Peter uses the phrase that we are entering in currently, that everlasting kingdom that is to come.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贝的一个启示。
So what a precious revelation this is.
我们巴不得所有的神儿女都能够被这启示的亮光所得着。
That we can, how we desire for all of us to receive the light from this revelation.
那么在我们中间就不会有人觉得重生得救以后我们是无所事事的。
Then there will be no one among us who feels that after we're born again we have nothing else to do.
我们是在今生竭力地进入那永远的国。
But rather, in this current life that we live in, we enter diligently into that everlasting kingdom.
那么第三，彼得就告诉我们说，我们要丰丰富富地进入永远的国。
And thirdly, Peter tells us that we will enter abundantly into that everlasting kingdom.
那么这个是跟我们今天要交通的信息是直接有关的。
And this is directly related to what I would like to share today.
我们在前面已经讲过了，彼得他是把进入永远的国和生命丰富是连在一起的。
We have already said that Peter connected this abundant life, rich and full, into this everlasting kingdom.
那么换一句话就是说，我们进入我们主永远的国，前提只有一个。
In another word, the condition by which that we can enter into this everlasting kingdom is only one.
那么就是我们的生命达到丰富的。
That our life needs to reach an abundance.
那么现在我们的问题就来了。
That becomes our problem.
什么是生命的丰富？
What is abundant life?
或者说的更明确一点，就是生命怎么能够达到丰富的地步？
Or in another word, how can we live a life that is rich and full?
当然在彼得后书的里边，彼得他是用八个方面，用信心、德行、知识、节制、这个忍耐、前进，再加上两个爱，把我们一步一步往前带进生命丰富的里边。
And of course, Peter uses these eight virtues from diligence to faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love to bring us into this fullness step by step.
那么这个当然是不错的，但是弟兄姊妹，这只是一个方面。
Of course, that is right, but that is only one side of the coin.
那么如果我们回到神的话里边，
But if we return to the Word of God,
我们就会发现在新约圣经的里边，尤其是四本福音书里边，还有不少地方是讲到生命的丰富。
And you will notice that in the New Testament, especially among the four Gospels, there are many areas, there are many verses that talk about this abundant life.
是讲到生命和生命达到丰富。
It talks about life and how this life will become abundant.
那么其中一处就是主耶稣所讲的撒种的比喻。
And one area, one portion that we have read is the parable of the sower.
那么这个是在马太十三章、马可四章和路加八章里边都记载到的。
And this parable of the sower was recorded in Matthew chapter 13, Mark. Chapter 4 and Luke chapter 8.
那么为什么我们说这一段的这一个比喻是讲到生命的丰富呢？
Why do we think that this parable talks about the life abundantly?
因为我们刚才读过马可四章。
Because as we just read from Mark chapter 4,
你注意26节那里我们的主说，神的国如同人把种撒在地上。
Here the Lord says the kingdom of God is as if a man scatters seed on the ground.
那个国就是永远的国。
And this kingdom, the kingdom of God, is that everlasting kingdom.
那么种子，我们就知道，讲到种子，它的主题一定是生命的。
And we know when a seed is mentioned, it always talks about life.
因为种子撒在地上，它就会生长结实。
When the seed is scattered on the ground, it will grow and it will bear fruit.
因为种子里边是有生命的。
Because there is life within the seed.
那么到了马可四章的二十九节。
When it comes to chapter 4, verse 29,
主耶稣他就说了，他说谷既熟了，收成的时候到了。
It says the grain has ripened and it's time for harvest.
那么在这里说的收成是指丰收。
And this harvest talks about that last harvest.
那么丰收就是指着丰富的意思。
And harvest always talks about.Always mentions about abundance.
所以我们看见了吗？前面是生命，后面是丰富。
So it begins with a seed, a life in the seed, and then it becomes abundant harvest.
那么加在一起，我们就知道主耶稣讲撒种的比喻。
And so here the Lord talks about the parable of the sower.
无论是在马太十三章也好，马可四章也好，路加八章也好。
Whether it is in Matthew 13 or Mark 4 or Luke 8.
那么都是在讲生命达到丰富。
It all has the same meaning, how the life will become abundant.
然后我们就看见了。
And then we see.
虽然前后三卷福音书里边同样都是主耶稣讲撒种的比喻
that this parable of the sower is mentioned in all three gospels
但是他们各自是有独特的地方的
but they're all different from each other
不是一个简单的一个重复
it is not a simple repetition
好像马可写完了其他这个两位作者就重新再抄一遍就是
it is not that as if Mark wrote down the parable and the other two authors just wrote it down like copied it again
那不是这样的我们读过我们就可以发现
and if you go back and read the three parables the three mentions of the parable separately then you will see the difference
那么一个撒种的比喻在三本福音书里边它的角度它的重点都是各不相同的
the emphasis and the angle of which that they look at this parable are different
好像我们今天就让一束的阳光它穿过那个钻石
It's as if a ray of light is passing through a diamond.
它是可以折射出不同的颜色的光彩的。
It refracts and it scatters the light into different spectrums.
但是我们回到光的源头，它绝对是一个。
But if you return to the source of the light, there's always only one.
所以我们就看见了在马可四章里边，主耶稣他讲撒种的比喻。
So here we see from Mark chapter 4 the same parable.
他当然和其他两卷福音书里边都是在讲生命的丰富。
Of course, he talks about the same thing about how life will become abundant.
但是他在马可四章的里边，他是用一个小的比喻去套了一个大的比喻。
Yet in here in chapter 4, he uses one parable.To expand into another.
那么也就是说，今天我们读到的马可四章的二十六到二十九节是一个小的比喻。
So as if this verse 26 to 29 is a small parable.
但是我们的主就用到这个小的比喻，他把那个大的撒种的比喻就给解开了。
But he uses this small parable as a key to explain that larger parable of the sower.
而且按照马可四章的十三节来讲，这个撒种的比喻是解开一切比喻的那个钥匙。
And if we read verse 13, then you can see that this parable could be a key to explain all parables.
因为在那里，主耶稣就对门徒说：“如果你们不明白这个撒种的比喻，你们就不明白所有一切的比喻。”
Because Jesus here in verse 13 says, "If you don't understand this parable of the sower, then you could not understand." All parables.
所以我们怎么能够明白撒种的比喻它里边那个真正的意思呢
？So how can we find the reality, the true meaning of this parable?
我们都要回到马可四章的二十六到二十九节。
And we need to go back to this verse 26 to 29 that we just read.
所以我们看见了马可福音它的文字虽然是简单的
，And we see the Gospel of Mark used very little words.
它的意义一点都不简单。
Yet it has a very rich in meaning.
许多在四本福音书里边所记录到的主耶稣所讲的比喻，主耶稣所行的神迹，解开的钥匙，弟兄姊妹，却是在马可福音的里边。
Very often you can find the key that will explain many other parables that Jesus has spoken throughout the Gospels.
那么有一位弟兄就跟我交通。
So one brother has shared with me before.
在他们聚会里边的福音查经是用四本福音书的。
And that in their gathering, the gospel meeting, the gospel group uses all four gospel to do a Bible study.
那么也就是他们用这不管是这个多少年，不管是谁来，总是从马太到约翰，然后再从约翰再回到马太。
Over many years, they have always read from the Gospel of Matthew to the Gospel of John, and then back to Gospel of Matthew.
那么我的弟兄就跟我说，他在福音组的这几年的里边，他说用的次数最多的是约翰和路加。
And that our brother has said that in these several years that he had been in the gospel group, they have used the gospel of Luke and the gospel of John the most.
那我们感谢主，大家都我觉得都是能够理解的。
And we praise the Lord because we all understand.
那么他说用的次数比较少的是马太福音。
And yet they said they don't mention the gospel of Matthew very much.
因为我的弟兄跟我讲，他说马太门槛太高了。
Because he says as if the gospel of Matthew had a higher threshold.
他说人家还没有信主了，你就要让他进得胜的国。
Because they're not even believers yet, but the gospel of Matthew is calling them to enter into that victorious kingdom.
当然，我们进到这个神的话里边，我们说不是这么回事。
But of course, when we come into the Word of God, that is not entirely true.
但是这个是弟兄的交通。
But that is how he feels. That's what he has shared.
在这个四本福音书里边，用的最最最最少的是马可福音。
But he said, among the four Gospels, they used the Gospel of Mark the least.
那么理由很简单，因为它太短。太简单了。
His explanation was very simple. It's because the Gospel of Mark was the shortest, and it's also the most simple.
只有十六章。
There are only 16 chapters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样看马可福音，那实在来说，我们是看错了。
But we will miss out a lot if that's our attitude towards the Book of Mark.
不错的，我们单从信息的内容来看。马可福音确实是四本福音书里边篇幅是最短的。
If we only look at the number of words and chapters, true, Mark is the shortest.
而且我们发现马可这个人他是年轻人，他有一个特点，他说话很简单，很直接。
And Mark being a young man, his words are very simple, very straightforward.
你发现了没有？人一年轻，他说话就简单，就直接。
If you notice, young people always have very short sentences and very direct, straightforward words.
那我家里两个孩子，一个儿子，一个女儿。等到年纪大的人说话的时候，他们脸上就很不耐烦。
I have a son and daughter at home. When the older people talks in our household, they'll grow impatient.
所以年轻人说话好像就像马可一样，很简单。很直接。
So Mark is a young man, just like all the young men in our life. They're very straightforward, very simple.
就像小孩子讲故事一样。
Just like when children tell us stories.
那么马可他既没有像马太那样他的旧约的底子那么丰富。
And Mark did not have all the Old Testament references like Matthew.
那么他也不像约翰，他写福音书的时候，他的思想可以达到那么高、那么深的那个程度。
And he was not like John. When John was writing the gospel in his old age, he had very deep insight into the gospel.
但是弟兄姊妹，有一点是很稀奇的。我们说马可记录我们的主，他是记录的非常细腻的。
Yet Mark, in his recording of the Lord Jesus, was very detailed.
许多 我们对我们来讲是很关键的话，在其他三本福音书里边根本是略过不提的。
There are many key words and key phrases that are completely omitted in the other gospels.
但是我们只要回到马可福音的里边就可以找得到。
But if you turn to the Gospel of Mark, you will find these descriptions.
我们必须要有这些关键的话，我们才能够回到其他三本书福音书的里边。
And if you find these key phrases, then you can apply them to the other gospels.
我们才能够帮助我们完全的我们全面的来认识我们的主
which will help us to have a fuller understanding of the Lord
所以我想这就是为什么启示的灵要把马可放在四本福音书里边的那个原因
So maybe I thought this is why the Holy Spirit has placed the book of Mark among the four Gospels
那么现在我们就回头我们来看马可四章主耶稣讲的那个撒种的那个小比喻
So let us look a little closer to this smaller parable the parable of the growing seed
那么首先有一句话是很重要的就是在四章的十四节
And firstly, one verse is very important in verse 14.
在那里主耶稣就说撒种之人所撒的就是道。
The Lord Jesus tells them the sower sows the word.
那么当然我们如果说道就是神的话那么撒种就是神的话进到我们里面。
And so if we say that the seed, well, the word is the word of God, then sowing the seed means the word of God is scattered into our heart.
那么这样说当然是没有错的。
And of course, that is correct.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们对照约翰福音的话，
But if you reference, cross-reference that with the Gospel of John,
我们就知道这个道是主耶稣他自己。
Then you will see the word is Christ himself.
因为约翰福音在起头就说太初有道道与神同在道就是神这道太初与神同在是指着我们的主他自己
Because in the very beginning of the Gospel of John he already says in the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God he was in the beginning with God and everything was made through him so this wordIs Christ Himself.
所以就是说，我们的主他做了撒种之人，把他自己撒在我们里边。
So then we will see, Jesus is that sower Himself, and He is scattering, He's sowing Himself, His life into us.
那么这样说当然也是没有错的。
And of course, that's also correct.
但是我们进一步再看约翰的一章八节。
But we can go even deeper in John 1:8.
那里说生命在他里头
In him is the life
在约翰十四章的六节我们的主他自己说我就是道路真理生命
And Jesus himself says I am the way the truth and the life
那么我们现在就明白了
Then we can go even further
弟兄姊妹福音不只是因信称义
That the gospel is not only to beJustified by faith.
它是因信称义，但不只是因信称义。
Yes, it is being justified by faith, but that's not all of it.
福音不只是因信主耶稣就得永生。
That the gospel is more than believing Jesus and have eternal life.
那么这些都是绝对的真理，这都是对的。
And those are all correct, absolute truth.
但是在马可四章的里边，我们的主就借着一个简单的比喻，告诉我们一件很重要的事情。
Yet in this chapter, the Lord uses this simple parable to tell us the most important thing.
弟兄姊妹，那就是我们重生得救，是因为又真又活的生命进到我们的里面。
That we are born again is because this new and true and living life has entered into us.
因为主就是生命。
Because Christ Himself is life.
生命进到我们里边，生命在我们里边有了一个开始，弟兄姊妹，这个叫做我们的重生的救。
And this life has been scattered into us, and this life had a beginning. That is called being born again.
所以我们看见了吗？今天充满在我们里边是新鲜又活泼的生命。
So there is a new and fresh and living life within us.
不是那些高深的道理，那些的教训，或者说是做人的规矩。
It is not high and lofty doctrines. It is not rules and laws of how to live.
什么都不是的。
It is not any of that.
因为我们的主再清楚不过的告诉我们说，撒种之人所撒的就是道。
Because the Lord has told us very clearly, the sower sows the word.
这个就是这个字在中文里边翻译就是，你要到原文的里边，它有一个字的意思，就是一个限制，就是只有这个道，撒种之人所撒的，只把这个道撒在我们里边。
Or rather, the sower sows only the word and nothing else. He's only scattering life.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个进到我们里边，在我们里边发起了一个革命性的改变，并且能够把我们与世人分开，或者我们说的属灵一点，叫做分别为圣的，其实很简单，就是生命。
And this life has come into us, has separated us, has revolutionized and changed our life. Or even we can say that we have been consecrated from the rest of the world. It's very simple.There is a different life within us.
是生命的种子进到我们的里面。
It is the seed of life that has entered into us.
今天你和我们聚在这里。
Today you and I, we can gather here.
是因为生命的种子进到我们的里面。
It is all because there is a seed of life that has entered into us.
不是因为你我讲的不同的语言。
Not because we're speaking different languages.
我们从不同的地方来。
And we come from different backgrounds.
一切都不是的，只是一件事情，就是因为撒种之人把生命撒到我们里边来了。
It's none of that. The only thing that unites us is that the same sower has sowed the seed of life into all of us.
弟兄姊妹，这就是主耶稣所讲的那个撒种的比喻。他的那个主题。
So that is the key and the theme that why the Lord has given us this parable of the sower.
马太十三章里边是这样的，马可四章里边是这样的，路加八章也是这样。
It is the same theme, the same meaning in Matthew 13 or Mark 4 or Luke 8.
所以弟兄姊妹，那么简单的一个比喻，那么明白的话，我们真是巴不得所有的神儿女，我们看见了就能够晓得，我们听见了就能够明白，知道说今天发生在我们里边一切的事情，一切的经历，只因为一件事情。
Because it is so simple and so clear, and we want everyone to understand that all the things that's happening in our life is all because of this one thing.
我们的家庭也好，我们的婚姻也好，我们的侍奉追求也好，一切的事情只和一件事情发生直接的关系，弟兄姊妹，就是生命。
That whether it is our life, whether it is our family, whether it is our service together, there's only one thing that has direct relationship with everything that we do, that is life.
如果我们明白了这一件事情的话，如果我们真是能够明白我们的主在讲这个比喻的时候他的那个心的话，我们就不会抓一个工作来填补我们里边的空虚了。
That if we truly understand this, if we truly understand this is behind everything that the Lord has given us and said to us, then we will not just grasp a work or a job or a ministry.To fill the void in our heart.
我们就不会拿一些大道理来磨我们自己的脸，叫别人看我们，你看多好，我们会讲道理。
That we will not put on the makeup of different doctrines so that we can show other people, look how much understanding I have.
为什么弟兄姊妹？
Why is that?
因为马可四章二十六节，我们的主说，神的国如同人把种撒在地上。
Because here Matthew made it very clear, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground.
在这一句话里边，你看主就讲了两件事情。
The Lord mentions two things here in this one verse.
他的国和种子。
One is the kingdom of God. Second is the seed.
若是没有种子，他的国就不在了。
Without the seed, there is no kingdom.
所以我们看见了神的国只和种子，也就是只和生命发生直接的关系。
So we see this kingdom of God has direct relation to the seed or the life.
离开了生命，神的国和我们是断开的。
Without life within us, we are completely separated from the kingdom of God.
所以说，今天我们一切的经历必须是属乎生命的，必须是出于生命的，必须是关乎生命的。一切的一切在我们中间就是这一个原则。
So all of our experiences and spiritual experiences has to do with life, has to come from life, has to be all about this life within us.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们明白了这一件事情，我们就不会常常拿着那些和生命无关的，甚至是和生命为敌的，从头到尾都带着引号的那个代祷的事项，我们拿到主耶稣的面前来，我们要求他来为我们的要求来背书。
If we understand this thing, then we would not so often bring many other things that has nothing to do with life. Many of the things of our own preference, of our own desire for the Lord to answer.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们今天的祷告，我们常常是很枯干的？我们摸不到宝座的意思，我们摸不到那个宝座的能力。
Brothers and sisters, why do so often, when we come to pray, we feel that our prayers are dry? And has no power. We cannot touch the throne of God.
有姊妹就跟我交通说，她说我常常跪两三个小时。
A sister has shared with me so often she would pray for 2 or 3 hours.
甚至是通宵达旦的祷告。
Or even throughout, overnight.
但是里边还是干，还是没有方向，没有答案。
Yet she still feels dry within her, and she had no direction. She had no answers.
这样的事今天在神的儿女中还嫌少吗？
And that is so common among the children of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们都愿意做得胜者。
We all want to be overcomers.
我们都愿意进得胜者的国。
We all want to enter into a kingdom full of overcoming victory.
但是我们从这个简单的比喻的当中，我们就知道一个很重要的一个事实。
But from this very simple parable, we saw this, the most important reality.
就是得胜者的国度只和生命有直接的关系。
That this kingdom of overcomers has everything to do with the life within us.
因为我们的主说，神的国如同人把种撒在地上。
Because the Lord has explained it to us, the kingdom of God is as if a man scatters seed on the ground.
所以我们就知道，有种子才有神的国。
So.Only having seed, then we can welcome the kingdom of God.
那么没有生命就没有国度的。
Because without a life, we will not have a kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，主的话在这里实在是太明确，太明确了。
So the word of God is so clear.
那么现在我们就要问了。
And then we will have this question.
我们怎么来认识这个种子在我们里边的工作？
How can we know the work of the seed within us?
换一句话说，这个种子进到我们里边来，我们怎么从种子的特性，我们来摸它的存在，我们来知道它的活动？
So how, in another word, as the seed enters into us, how do we know it? How do we understand it? How do we know how it moves and how it works?
那么我们从今天我们读过的接下去的三句话，我们来看主耶稣的比喻。
So then this parable tells us as he keeps going.
第一，告诉我们说种子的生命是超越的。
Firstly, it tells us the life within the seed is transcendent.
那么也就是说，种子的工作，也就是说，生命是不受地上任何的环境，或者说地上的自然律的限制的。
In another word, this life, the seed that's within us, it is not bound by any law of the earth.
因为我们注意到马可四章二十七节那里主耶稣说。
Because here in verse 27, the Lord says.
种子撒到地上以后，那人黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何。
Because it says this man scatters seed on the ground, and he goes to sleep at night and rises by day, but the seed grows and sprouts, and he doesn't know how.
这句话就是告诉我们说，这个小比喻就告诉我们说，种子进到人的里边，它的生长完全不受外边的白日和黑夜那个自然律的控制。
And in the word, it's telling us this seed, as it's scattered on the ground, it grows and it sprouts, has nothing to do with its environment.
那么因为黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这是自然律，是不是？
This going to sleep by night and rising by day, that's the natural law.
但是我们的主却说，在这个自然律之上，这种就发芽见长。
But transcending this natural law, the seed grows and sprouts.
弟兄姊妹，我们若是认识这个超越，我们就是认识了在我们里边的那个生命。
If you understand this transcendence, then you will understand a little more of the life within us.
我们都喜欢白天。
We all like to be in the day.
因为植物也好，动物也好，都必须在光合作用的那个下面，它才可以茁壮成长的，不是吗？
That most of the plants and animals live and thrive in the day.
比如说你要栽种玫瑰的话，
especially for example, if you want to plant a rose bush,
那么你要达到要让这个花它这个枝叶茂盛，能够开出美丽的花朵的那个效果。
If you want the rose bush to thrive and to bear beautiful flowers,
那我栽过玫瑰，我以为刚开始就是土要好。
I have planted rose bush before. In the beginning, I thought all I need is to have good planting soil.
所以教我栽玫瑰的朋友就说，你买一个中等的土就可以了。
But the people who knew taught me to say, you just need to buy a mediocre soil, nothing fancy.
但是我到了 Lower Sea 的时候，我就跟里边的人说，我要栽玫瑰。
And but when I went to Lowe's and when I went to buy soil, I told them I want to plant rose.
I want to find the top quality soil.
So I went to look for the top quality soil.
不是这样的，我栽的玫瑰死了。
But it's not as I wished. The rose bush I planted just died.
所以后来我就以为栽玫瑰大概是要肥料的。
And then I thought maybe I just need better fertilizer.
所以我就从店里也买，从网上也买，都买了各种各样的肥料。
So again, I bought some from the store, I bought some online, I bought all kinds of fertilizers.
我就想，你不是喜欢肥料吗？我一天浇一种的肥料，我这个每天一三五二四六我换着浇。
So I thought, well, if the rose bush needs fertilizing, I'll change out my fertilizing. I'll do some Monday, Wednesday, Friday.And I'll use a different brand Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
那么我栽的玫瑰又死了。
But then my rose bush died again.
所以我就放弃了。
So then I gave up.
那么等到我放弃的时候，教我栽玫瑰的那个邻居呢，他从外国回来了。
And then after I have given up, my neighbor who was trying to teach me how to plant, he returned from overseas.
那么他就告诉我，你栽玫瑰，其他的都不重要，要把玫瑰栽在阳光充足的地方。
He says nothing else matters as much as you plant the rose bush under an area with abundant sunlight.
那么我就说，你为什么早不说晚不说？等我放弃了，你再告诉我。
I said, why don't you tell me earlier? I've already given up. Now that you have told me the secret.
所有的植物，所有的动物，你要它长得好，它必须要有充足的阳光。
Most of the plants and the animals, if you want them to thrive, they need sunlight.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做自然律。
And that is the law of nature.
它是自然律，是管理和控制地上一切生命现象的律。
And this law of nature governs all the life on the earth.
没有一样的事情能够逃过这个律的。
There is not one that's an exception or escapes this law.
所以你看主耶稣的话说得很宝贝，他说黑夜你要睡觉的，白日要起来的。
So the Lord says, the man goes to sleep by night and rises by day.
但是主耶稣却说，那人却不晓得如何这样。
Yet the seed grows and sprouts, he himself does not know how.
活在自然律下的人却不晓得有一件事情是这样的。
All the man that lives under the law of nature does not understand this law of the seed.
那现在我们就知道了，因为地上的人是在自然律的看管之下的。
Because all of us living on the earth are living under the governance of the law of nature.
所以你看见了，你只要在自然律的下面，你当然就不晓得不明白属天生命的那个律。
And so if we live under the law of nature, then we cannot understand the law of the heavenly life within us.
我们一进到自然律的下面，我们就看不见属天生命的律它是怎样活动的。
And when we live under the law of nature, then we cannot see the movement or the activity of the life of the heavenly.
所以弟兄姊妹，这句话很宝贝。
So I thought this word is so precious.
我们都不喜欢黑夜的。
None of us like the night.
因为在自然律的里边，黑夜叫我们疲倦。
Because under the law of nature, night or darkness causes us to sleep.
那我从小到大有一个习惯，就是我白天我怎么也睡不着的。
And as I was growing up, I had this issue that I can never sleep during the day.
你再累，你这个环境再好，我怎么也睡不着觉。所以我很佩服那些中午可以打一个 nap 的。
So doesn't matter how tired I am, doesn't matter how comfortable my environment is, I could never sleep during the day. So I always envy those who can take a nap.
我小的时候因为这个习惯被我爸爸打过屁股的。
And I was spanked because I had a hard time taking naps when I was little.
等我读了主的话，我才知道这不是我的错。
So as I read this verse, I realized it's not my fault.
是有一个律在我里边，是自然的律。
There is a law of nature within me that tells me I cannot nap.
这个自然的律就是黑夜睡觉，白日起来。
It is very simple. You sleep by night and rise by day.
所以到了黑夜的时候，我们什么都停下来了。
So when the night comes, all my activities cease.
所有的人都是黑夜睡觉的。
And pretty much everyone sleeps at night.
在我们中间有人黑夜不睡觉的吗？
Is there any among us that cannot sleep at night?
但是弟兄姊妹，稀奇的很。
But it is wondrous here.
我们的主说，当生命的种子进到人的里面。
The seed of life enters into us.
在自然律的下面是黑夜睡觉白日起来的。
According to the law of nature, we should sleep by night or rise by day.
但是这个种子是不睡觉的。
Yet the seed does not sleep.
它的生长完全不受地上自然律的控制。
Its growth is not governed by the law of nature.
在这个种子里边，在这个生命的里边，它进来的时候就带着一个超然的律。
And this life, the seed, as he enters into us, is already living under a law that's transcendent of nature.
即便是可以把你放倒，把我放倒的黑夜，都不能叫这个种子的生命停止生长。
Even darkness, even night that can put you down or put me down.Cannot stop the growth of the seed.
这种就发芽见长。
And the seed continues to sprout and grow.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们认识生命的律？
So whenever we come to understand the law of this life,
我们认识它的超越性。
We understand its transcendence.
什么时候我们顺服生命的律，不再把我们放回到自然的律的下面？
And whenever we come to obey under this new law.And no longer return to the law of nature.
弟兄姊妹，我们立刻就能够在我们里边摸到属天生命的脉搏。
Then immediately you will sense the pulse of this life that is heavenly.
这个不只是我的经历，是主的话告诉我们。
It is not just my own experience, but it comes from the Word of God.
我常常有弟兄姊妹跟我交通说属灵黑夜的那个经历。
So often brothers or sisters will come to share with me.How they have gone through a period of spiritual darkness.
弟兄姊妹，我们的家庭也好，婚姻也好，属灵追求也好，我们当然是愿意天天都活在蓝天白云之下。
Whether it is our family or our marriage or our spiritual pursuit, we want to be living in the day.
我们当然盼望从我们的角度来讲，我们就希望主耶稣在讲撒种的比喻的时候，他把黑夜睡觉那句话拿掉。
And we desire when the Lord mentions this parable.He won't even say that we sleep by night.
但是我们看见常常有漫漫长夜的那个属灵的经历会临到我们。
So many of us often go through long dark nights in spiritual progression.
在黑夜的经历的里边，一切都停止了。
And as if during the darkness in the night, all things will cease.
甚至我们觉得主的同在好像也停止了。
Sometimes we even feel that the presence of the Lord has left us.
我们觉得里边的生命好像是睡觉了。
As if the life within us has fallen asleep.
但有的时候我们想想是不错，是因为在黑夜里边所有的都要睡觉的。
So we think to ourselves, oh, well, it's true. If it's darkness, then everything goes to sleep.
所以你看见吗，弟兄姊妹，属灵的事情是非常微妙的。
So you see the spiritual matter is very subtle.
你一个念头小小的转一转，你说连生命，对啊，在黑夜里边一切都要睡觉的，所以我的生命睡觉了。
You think in our own human logic and reasoning, well, it is darkness, spiritual night, so everything should go to sleep.
我们一下就落到自然的律下面去。
And immediately we cast ourselves under the law of nature.
本来生命的律在我们手里，那个脉搏是很强的。
Before, perhaps you have a very strong pulse in the spiritual life.
但是现在我们摸不到了。
But very quickly you lose that pulse.
我们觉得祷告不蒙垂听。
You felt that your prayer is no longer heard.
我们读经没有亮光。
You no longer see the light as you read the scriptures.
我们在教会的侍奉，我们也总是想打起精神，我们就是打不起精神。
And we try to serve and minister in the church, yet we cannot find the energy.
我们的家庭、孩子、工作，我们都是一团乱哄哄的。
Our family, our children, our work, everything is a mess.
那么在这个时候，我们好像就只有灰心丧气，我们只有抱怨。
And we feel dejected. All we can do is to sigh and complain.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，你不要忘记了主耶稣在这里说过的一句话。
Yet, brothers and sisters, let us thank the Lord because we should not forget what the Lord has said here.
那人黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长。
The man will sleep by night or rise by day, yet the seed continues to grow and sprout.
那人是在自然的律下面。
The man may live under the law of nature.
他黑夜是一定要睡觉的。
And he certainly goes to sleep by night.
但是这种是在黑夜白日都发芽见长的。
Yet the seed continues to grow, continues to sprout throughout the night or the day.
是无论黑夜它都是发芽见长的，弟兄姊妹，只有一样东西，那就是生命。
No matter how dark the night, the seed continues to grow because there's a life within the seed.
我想大卫在这方面是有很深经历的人。
And I think King David had deep experience on things like this.
十年奔走在旷野的里边。
And he was cast into the wilderness for over 10 years.
他当然难，当然苦。
Of course, he went through much trouble, much difficulty.
他经历过生命的危机。
He had gone through the crisis that his life was being threatened.
他的属灵这个黑夜的经历有很多是他自己造成的。
And even he had gone through long periods of spiritual darkness that was even caused by himself.
我读到撒母耳记上下记录到大卫两次跑到非利士人的手下。
And two times in the book of Samuel recorded that David ran to under the kingdom of the Philistines.
那么这个是在和弟兄姊妹一起我们查经的时候查到的。
And we went through this in our Bible study.
当然当着弟兄姊妹的面我不能这么说。
And of course, among the Bible study brothers and sisters, I didn't dare to say this.
但是我读到了以后，我心里自己说，我说你活该，这是你自找的。
But as I was reading this, I was saying, well, David, you caused this by your own doing.
但是弟兄姊妹，即便如此，他知道一件宝贵的事情。
And yet, through all of this, he understood this very precious principle.
诗篇一百二十一篇第四节。
Psalm 121 verse 4 says,
保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。
The protector of Israel does not slumber nor sleep.
弟兄姊妹，漫漫的长夜可以把一切都停止下来。
So the long dark nights can cause all things to cease.
这是自然律，是没有错的。
It is true that is the law of nature.
人会睡觉，人一定要睡觉的。
And we will slumber, we will sleep.
但是弟兄姊妹，有一件事情它是永远不停止的。
But there is one thing that will not stop.
这就是生命的律。
That is the law of life.
我们感谢主，自从生命的种子进到我们里面。
We thank the Lord since the moment that the seed of life has entered into us.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是很普通的人。
We are all very simple, common people.
我们都是很软弱的人。
We are all weak.
但是我们不再活在自然律的下面。
Yet we no longer live under the law of nature.
我们是活在生命的律的里面。
We are under this law of life.
这是何等宝贝的一个启示。
How precious. What a great revelation.
许多的时候我们需要再回到主的话的里面。
So often we need to return back to the word of the Lord.
回到主简单的话的里面。
His very simple words.
我们知道一件宝贵的事情。
And then we will find this very precious fact.
我们活在生命的律的下面。
We are now living under this law of life.
第二，我们看见这个种子的生命是全备的。
Secondly, we see that this, the preparation for the seed is all-encompassing.
那么在马可四章的二十八节
Matthew chapter 4 tells us,
主耶稣他就讲这个种子啊，它从发芽生长直到成熟的全部的过程。
The Lord describes the full, Mark 4:28, it describes the full process of how the seed grows and becomes fully grown.
那么他在讲这个过程的时候，有一句话你要注意到是很关键的，叫地生五谷，是出于自然。
And here it says the earth yields its crop by itself.
那么这个自然是讲到它的那个律。
And it talks about this law of nature.
那么在这里，这个很明显的，这个律是讲生命的律，不是自然的律。
Sorry, it's not talking about the law of nature, but rather the law of life.
因为地生五谷是讲到这个种子。
The earth yields crop is talking about the seed growing.
那么也就是说，生命进到我们里边，一切都是在生命律的掌管的下面。记得吗？我们刚才已经讲过了，我们不再活在自然的律的下面，我们活在生命律的下面。那么这个生命在我们里边，一切的过程都是由生命的律来掌管的。
So as this life enters into us, everything, its growth, its harvesting, has everything to be governed by the law of life.
不需要我们来为他做安排。
We don't need to make any arrangement for it.
不需要我们为这个种子来定一个生长进度表。
We don't need to make a schedule for the seed to grow.
不需要我们来告诉这个生命说今天你该怎么长，明天你该怎么长。
And it's not up to us to tell the seed how it grows.
这个种子按照生命律的次序来讲，它是先要发芽，然后后长穗的。
The seed, According to the law of life, he knows to grow the blade first, and then the head, and then the grain inside the head.
不需要我们去告诉他，你看见，你看，你赶快长，赶快把叶子长出来。
We don't need to tell the seed to quickly grow, sprout the blades for the leaf.
生命的律在种子里边，它全程负责种子的生长。
And this life, the law of life is responsible for the full growth of the seed.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命的律是包罗万有的律。
And this law of life encompasses all things.
所以我们说这个生命是一个全备的生命。
Therefore, we said this life is all self-sufficient.
从撒种一直到发芽，到长穗，到结籽粒。
From being sown to sprouting to growing the blade until the grain is grown in the head.
那么直到收割，这里边的全部的过程，所有的细节，无不都在生命律的看管和带领的下面，达到丰富的地步。
All the way until harvest, all the entire process of growth is governed by the law of life until it reaches abundance.
那么我不知道在坐在这里的年轻人知不知道我们中国人有一个故事。
And I don't know if the young people know this old Chinese story.
在中国古代啊，有一个人。
that there is a man in the old times.
那么他呢就把种子就撒在地里。
And he sowed some seeds in the ground.
但是他信不过这个种子。
Yet he did not trust that the seed can grow.
他觉得这个种子的前途不是在种子的里边，是在他手里边。
He didn't think that the growth of the seed is within the seed itself. He think he can govern the growth of the seed.
那么这样的人就是很辛苦的人，是不是？
So this person worries and works really hard.
所以你看见没，弟兄姊妹，我们若是进到主的救恩的里边，我们还活在自然律的下面，你就是世界上最辛苦的人。
So if we have already entered into the salvation of the Lord, yet we still live under the law of nature and trying to do everything ourselves, then you will be the most hardworking man on the earth.
我过去在服事的时候，主就安排一个弟兄在我的身边。
So when I was used to serve, the Lord arranged a brother to be in my life.
他就这个每天只说一句话，很丧气的话。
And every day he will say this one very disappointing word.
他说：“弟兄，不要太忙，太忙不好。”
And every day he will tell me, brother, don't be too busy. Busy is not good.
而且他是挑我为主服事最忙的时候。
And whenever I'm the most busy as I serve the Lord, he always tells me this.
是在我们传福音来的人听福音人最多的时候。
Or on the day where I have the most gospel friends coming and I have to prepare everything.
是在我们都准备好了，主啊，我们要为你得人，我们要得人如得鱼的时候。
And when we are all ready, we're preparing everything, trying to be fishers of men.
那么这个丧气的话总是在我耳边他来说的。
And this brother always will not never fail. He will always come to me and say this in my ear.
弟兄不要太忙，太忙不好。
Brother, sister, brother, don't be too busy. It's not good to be too busy.
那么当然过了几年，我离开的时候，我就跟他讲，以后你换一句话讲一讲。
So after several years, when I was leaving that gathering, I was telling the brother, brother.In the future, try to say something else.
你至少换一句让人讲的心里舒服一点的话。
Say something that's more encouraging.
那么我们回到中国古代的那个人。
But we come back to this ancient Chinese tale.
所以他把种子生长的完全捏在他手里。
So he was trying to govern or to tell the seed how to grow.
所以他把种子种到地里头，他就每天去看，看好几遍。
So he plants the seed in the ground, and he will look at it several times a day.
早上也去看，中午也去看，晚上也去看。
He will go look at it in the morning, come back to look at it after lunch, and look at it at night.
当然这个是我的演绎哈，故事里边没有这么讲。
Of course, this is just my elaboration of.
因为为什么他觉得种下去的种子，他总觉得长得不够快，长得不够高。
Because he could not trust that this seed knows how to grow by itself. He always thinks the seed is not growing fast enough, not tall enough.
所以有一天他就下决心说，我要去帮他长。
So one day he decided, I'm going to help it grow.
那么他就到地里把刚刚发芽的种子每一个都提高几寸。
So he goes to the field and he saw the seed growing a little sprout, and then he tried to pull it up a little, like a couple inches taller.
结果他就把自己种的庄稼全部害死了。
And then he pulled up all the seed that he had already, he tried to help, but he ended up killing all the crop.
所以有的弟兄姊妹总是着急说，我怎么还不够属灵？
So some brothers and sisters are similar. We always feel that, how come I'm not spiritual enough?
我西安特会去了这么多年，我怎么还不够属灵？
I've been to this West Coast conference so many years, I still don't feel spiritual enough.
那么也有的弟兄姊妹总是为他旁边的人着急，说我怎么叫他更属灵？
Or rather, some brothers and sisters always worried about the person next to them. How can I help them to be more spiritual?
或者是古时候哈，有的圣徒，他们就着急说，怎么还没有十字架临到我，让我背呢？
And even some brothers and sisters would say, how come the cross has not come unto me? How can I carry more cross?
所以他就往他自己的靴子里，女他，他就往自己的靴子里边放一大把碎石头来磨自己的脚。
This is also an ancient tale, supposedly, so that this person would put a lot of gravel in their own boots to be, to cause more pain to themselves.
这不是 ancient tale, 这是 true story.
This is a true story.
当然我们说渴慕生命是好的，弟兄姊妹。
And of course it is good to desire after life.
但是我们愿主的话来开我们里边的
眼睛。But may the word of the Lord open and give us understanding.
让我们看见不是我们的作为。
So that we can see it is not by our own doing.
不是我们的热心。
It is not by our own zeal.
而是种子里边的生命，弟兄姊妹，他进来了以后，他就负我们完全的责任。
But rather the life within the seed as it enters into us is responsible for all its growth.
我们可以把主耶稣讲的那个种子生长的三步哈，发芽、长穗、结成籽粒。
We can analyze more about how the seed grows its blade and then its head and then the full grain in the head.
和我们的得救、得胜、得荣耀，或者我们说灵的救恩、魂的救恩、身体得赎，这三步我们连在一起看。
Perhaps we can even try to relate this with the justification and the sanctification and the glorification.
弟兄姊妹，当生命借着人简单而又单纯的信心进到我们里边。
But most importantly, when the seed of life enters into us by a simple faith,
生命的律就来负责我们，负我们一切的责任。
This law of life will be responsible for the rest of our life.
他一定会，他也一定要带领我们，引导我们从得救一直走到得荣耀。
It knows and it is able to lead us from the very beginning of salvation all the way to receiving glory before the Lord.
我们不要做那个拔苗助长的人。
And we don't need to be the person who's pulling up the seed.
生命进到我们里边，这个生命比我们还要更着急。
And the life as it enters into us, it is zealous for us.
我们走过的每一步，他都不会错过的。
And he will not miss any step that we take.
你不用担心的，所有的细节他都不会漏掉的。
We do not need to worry about any of the details.
人会出错，人会漏掉，但是他绝对不会出错，绝对不会漏掉。
We could make mistakes. We could miss small details. Yet this life will not.
弟兄姊妹，这就是保罗在以弗所二章那里边说，我们原是他的工作，是在基督耶稣里造成的。
Therefore, Paul says, we are his workmanship that created in Christ for good works.
是他的工作。
We are his workmanship.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们对生命全备的律，我们有一个充分足够的认识的话，我们信心自然就会走得稳的。
If we understand this,we have a better understanding of this law of life, then we can live and walk more naturally.
我们就知道我们是会出错的，我们一定会出错的，但是他不出错。
We know for sure we will make mistake, that we will fall again, yet he will not make any mistake.
你看这句话还告诉我们说，生命的律在我们里边要带出正常的生长的次序。
And here it tells us that the earth yields crop by itself.
我曾经很喜欢读尼托生弟兄写的叫做《正常基督徒的生活》。
One of my favorite book was The Normal Christian Life by Brother Watchman Nee.
但是我第一次读的时候，我就对这个标题我就读不下去。
But when I first read it, I had objection to this title.
怎么叫做正常基督徒的生活？难道还有不正常的吗
？What do you mean by normal Christian life? Are there abnormal Christian lives?
那么我就拿去问年长的弟兄。
So I took that question and I go to ask an elderly brother.
年长的弟兄他说是，今天有很多是不正常。
The brother actually tells us, yes, there are many, many abnormal Christian lives.
所以你看，生命的律在我们里边要带出一个正常的生命的次序。
And yet the earth or the seed will bring out a normal growth projection.
换一句话说，你看主的话。很宝贝的，他说种子是要照着先发苗，后长穗，再后穗上结成饱满的籽粒，到了这个按照这个次序能够达到成熟。
And the Lord said it in such a matter of fact way that it first will grow the blade and then the head and then full grain in the head.
这个生长的次序，弟兄姊妹，不是随意的，不是混乱的。
And this process is not random.
那么所以我们就知道生命在我们里边它是这样一回事情。
So then we understand a little more of about this life within us.
那么有一个姊妹就跟我交通道，在他们家乡的那个聚会的里边。
And a sister has shared with me their gathering in their villages at home.
那么就有年轻的弟兄们，他们很火热，他们心里很火热，他们要服侍主。
She said there are some young people who are very zealous for the Lord. They want to serve the Lord.
你知道，在中国的在那个尤其是在农村的教会里边，这个医病赶鬼是很重要的一件事情。
And I don't know if you know, but in many of the churches in China, especially in the countryside, or in the villages, many churches will cast out demons for do healing.
所以这个年轻的弟兄们，他们心里火热，他们要服侍主，所以碰到有医病赶鬼的事情，他们就立刻举手报名。
And these young brothers and sisters who are very zealous for the Lord, they really want to serve the Lord. So whenever there's a chance to cast out demons or spiritual healing, they would volunteer.
那么旁边有经验的这个弟兄姊妹就劝他说，这些事情你们稍微等一等。
And some older brothers and sisters would say, for these things, you should wait.
因为马可九章嘛，说这一类的鬼非用禁食祷告才能把它赶出来的。
Because especially when Mark chapter 9 says there are some demons cannot be casted out except through fasting and prayers.
但是年轻的弟兄们就讲，不就是赶鬼嘛？这个我去。
But some of the younger brothers says, oh, it's just casting out demons. I'll go do it.
结果他们去了以后，非但鬼没有赶出来，自己被打得头破血流回来了。
But sometimes when they go out full of own self-confidence, they come back fully defeated.
直到他们在身量、度量上面长进来。
Only until they can grow in the spiritual stature.
在年龄和经历上面成熟了。
And then both their age and their experience have become more mature.
他们才知道一件事情。
Then they understood this one thing.
这件事情我们今天在这里的弟兄姊妹也是很重要的。
And which is also important to all of us here.
弟兄姊妹，生命在我们里边是需要长的。
That this life within us, it needs to grow.
更重要的，这个长是需要按照生命律的里边那个次序才能够长成的。
It needs to grow according to the law within it, by its own progress and progression and the schedule.
不是照着我们的次序，是照着生命律的次序。
It is not according to our own preference and how we want it to grow.
所以我们就跟年轻的弟兄姊妹讲，在生命长进的这一件的事情上是没有跳棋可以下的。
So we said there is no shortcut on this matter of
生命达到丰富，是我们必须顺服生命的次序。
So for the life to grow into abundance, we have to follow its orders.
我们回头再来看主耶稣说地生五谷是出于自然这句话。
And so here we see again the earth yields crop by itself.
出于自然就是告诉我们说进到我们里边的生命它是主动的，它是自主的。
By itself, meaning this life within us, it has a law by itself.
因为我们前面对照约翰福音，我们已经知道了这生命就是主自己。
And we already said that this life is Christ himself.
生命在他里头。
Life is within him.
他就是生命。
He is life.
所以进到我们里边是那坐宝座的主自己。
So what has entered into us is actually Christ on the throne himself.
生命的律必须在一切因信得着他的人里边要居首位的。
And this law of life has to have preeminence over all of us who believe in him.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们不让生命的律来说话？
And if any moment we do not allow the law of life to speak,
我们不让生命的主在我们里边居首位的话，
we do not allow the Lord to be preeminent in our life,
那么我们的生命就生长就被拦阻了，它就不能达到丰富。
Then we would hinder the growth of this life within us.
所以弟兄姊妹，得生命就是顺服生命的律，在这句话里边是再清楚不过了。
And to receive life, to submit under the law of life, it's very clear here.
年长的姊妹在我们中间的时候，
And there was an elderly sister who was among us.
我常常喜欢去找年长的姊妹祷告。
I often like to go pray with her.
那么他在跟我祷告的里边，他常常有一句话。
And when she was praying with me, she had often repeated the phrase.
他说：“主啊，我把弟兄让在你的工作里。”
Lord, I surrender my sister, my brother, or I yield my brother into your hands.
当时我不理解这句话，什么叫把我让在主的工作里？难道我还不让吗？
At that time, I didn't really understand what that really meant. I said, "What do you mean that you surrender me into His hands?"
那现在我真的是很宝贝这句话。
Now, when I think about it, I really treasure that phrase.
因为在年长的姊妹里边，她的祷告的里边，就把生命达到丰富，她总结在一个字的里边。
And she had actually summarized this whole process of life growing into abundance into this one phrase.
这个字，弟兄姊妹，就是让。
Surrender.
什么时候你把你自己让给他了？你的生命就能够达到丰富。
Or yield. Whenever we can yield ourselves into His hand, then He can cause your life to grow into abundance.
第三，种子里的生命要把我们带到完全的地步。
Thirdly, this life within the seed will bring us into fullness.
因为在马可四章二十九节那里，我们的主就说：“谷既熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。”
Because here it says, when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle. The harvest has come.
用镰刀去割谷子来收成，是撒种之人把种子撒在它里边的目的。
And this putting in the sickle is the purpose why he so scatters the seed.
今天仍然是有弟兄姊妹在碰到一个简单的问题，说我为什么重生得救？他不知道。
So there are still brothers and sisters who ask this question, why was I born again?
仍然是有弟兄姊妹在祷告的当中问说，主啊，你为什么要救我？
Some people still pray in this way, Lord, why did you save me?
弟兄姊妹，这个简单而又简单的比喻就是告诉我们，种子撒到你里边，它的目的就是为了有一天达到丰富的时候，它能够被收割收在仓里。
And this little parable makes it very simple for us. The purpose why the man scatters the seed is so that one day he can harvest it into his storehouse.
所以我们看见了吗？你把从马太四章的二十六到二十九这四句话，你把它连续起来看的时候，你可以看出它所带出来的那个生命的作为，超越的这个生命这个超越也好，生命的次序也好，都是为着一个目的，就是达到丰收的目的。
So we see this parable from the growth, to the law of life, how it grows. It all has one purpose, that is to bring into fullness, abundance, harvest.
我想到在新约雅各书五章七节里边有一句话说：“看哪，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。”
In James 5:7, it says,behold, like a farmer who waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until he receives.
弟兄姊妹，今天主在我们里边一切的忍耐、等候，他施怜悯和恩典。当然，这是他的性情，但是我们要知道，都是为着一个目的。
Today, the Lord within us has long suffering. He's patient. He is.Showing mercy and scattering rain, but it is out of his character. Yet he has a purpose.
那就是在地里的五谷，它可以出产到宝贵和丰富的。
It is so that all the grain that he has sown can grow into fullness and to have a beautiful harvest.
现在我们明白了，我们怎么能够让生命达到丰富的。
So now we understand how this life can grow into abundance.
很简单，弟兄姊妹，就是把自己顺服在生命律的下面。
It is very simple, so that we can yield ourselves under the law of life.
让生命的律来带领我们达到完全的地步。
That this law of life can lead us into fullness.
这是他的目的。
That's his purpose.
我常常听到有弟兄姊妹就讲。
And I often hear brothers and sisters say this.
他说：“我信主耶稣，别无所求。”
He said, I seek nothing else when I believe in the Lord.
你们都求那么多事情，我不求的。
You ask for so many different things, but I have nothing.
我只要有一件事情就好了，就是我将来能够到天国的门口去扫地，我就心满意足。
I just need to be a doorkeeper at the gate of the kingdom of heaven, a door sweeper, and I'll be happy.
弟兄姊妹，这是错，大错特错的。
That is false humility.
第一，天国里边没有清洁工这个职位的。
I don't think there will be janitors in the kingdom of heaven, first of all.
你找遍圣经没有这个职位的。
At least it's not recorded in the Bible.
第二，黄金街碧玉城不需要这个职位。
And also the streets of gold doesn't need anyone to be sweeping.
第三是很重要的，天国是丰富之人的国度。
And thirdly, this most importantly, the kingdom of God is a kingdom of abundance.
我们记得吗？彼得他所讲的永远的国是和丰丰富富是连在一起的。
And we have said in the beginning, this everlasting kingdom is a kingdom of full abundance.
我们的主耶稣他讲撒种的比喻是讲要丰富了才收割的。
The Lord also talks about this sower, the seed. There will be a growth, a multiply.And then there is a harvest.
所以主的话是这样说的。
This is what the Lord has said.
主的工作是这样做的。
And this is what the Lord is doing.
但是你在那里想扫地。
And all we desire is something so lowly and just to sweep the streets.
那么你一想扫地，生命在你里边就不见了。
But if you want something so if you just want to sweep the floor, then you realize the life has disappeared.
那么生命不见了，生命就不丰富了。
And if there's no life, then there's no fullness.
那么生命不丰富，自然而然就从那个大门口就掉下来了。
And if there's no fullness and there's no life, then we can't even enter into the gates.
弟兄姊妹，今天是黑夜睡觉的时代。
Today it is time in the dark nights when man will sleep.And slumber.
我们说黑夜已经很深很深了。
And even the Bible tells us we are in the darkest of night.
我们里边有一个重重的负担，就是说许多的神儿女今天也都沉睡了。
And yet we have this deep burden because we see many brothers and sisters, children of God, who are also slumbering.
但是生命的主永远不打盹。不睡觉的。
Yet the one who keeps Israel does not slumber nor sleep.
我们感谢主，在这样子一个艰难的日子的里边。
So in this time of difficulty,
他仍然把生命的道路摆在我们的面前。
He continues to show us the way of life.
叫那些心里向他诚实、里边羡慕我们主和救主耶稣基督永远国的人，我们可以进去。
So all anyone who desires after the everlasting kingdom can enter in.
弟兄姊妹，这条路当然是艰难的，当然是坎坷。
And of course, this is a way of difficulty. It's much work.
当然是要流汗流眼泪才进去。
There are tribulations. There are tears.
但是弟兄姊妹，等新郎来到的时候。
Yet when the bridegroom comes,
我们在永远的国度里边与他一同的坐席。
Now we can be seated with him in that everlasting kingdom.
生命丰富的喜乐就要来充满我们。
The joy of this fullness of life will fill our hearts.
我曾经看到过一幅画。
I have seen this picture.
是讲到将来在天上羔羊的婚宴。
It's a picture of the lamb, the wedding feast of the lamb.
我很喜欢画家的技巧。
And I really admire the technique that the artist had used.
但是我不喜欢画家的眼界。
But I did not really enjoy the vision of the artist.
因为弟兄姊妹，在天上的宴席的那个丰富，是我们在地上的绿的人里边我们想象不到的。
Because we half cannot imagine that the fullness and the abundance of that feast in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，那个时候生命的丰富就要来充满我们。
But at that time, that fullness of life will fill us.
羔羊就要来擦干我们一切的眼泪。
And the lamb will come and dry up all our tears.
他要来为我们擦汗，说你是配的。
And he will say, you deserve to be here.
弟兄姊妹，不是我配，不是你配。
Not that you and I are worthy.
是我们里边有一样宝贝，叫我们能够配的。
But then there is a precious, treasure within us that He is worthy.
那就是撒种之人所撒的种子。
That is the seed that the sower has sown.
我们一同的祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们把这些的话，我们再仰望交在主你的手中。
Lord, we surrender these words into your hands.
人的话总是会停的。
the word of man will stop.
但是主，你的生命的话在我们里边是永远不停往前走的。
Yet the word of life within us will not cease.
愿启示的灵在我们里边再把你的话向我们解开。
May you give us a spirit of revelation that will expand your word and explain it to us.
叫我们在地上的人能够摸着你的话，就摸到我们里边的生命。
So that we can touch your word and then touch your life.
以至于我们能够顺服生命的带领。
So that we can yield ourselves to the leading of your life.
我们生命达到丰富的地步。
That we can enter into fullness.
主，你就从天而降，与我们一同的坐席。
Until that day when you return and be seated with us.
主，我们感谢你，是靠主耶稣的圣名祷告。
We thank you in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen.